Okay, today we're continuing in the second parak on the Masechta of the Zara, and we are up to Parak Bey's Mishnah Zayin. So we are mentioning in this Mishnah things that are mutter. We just went through in the last Mishnah things of an Ovid of the Zara, of an Ovid Kavim that are usher, ba'achila, mutter ba'anah, elu mutter ba'achila. The following things are totally mutter. Chalav shechalavo Ovid Kavim Yisrael ro'ehu. If it's milk that an Ovid Kavim milked a cow, but you saw him, va'advash, honey of an Ovid Kavim. Clusters of grapes, even if they're dripping in their own juices, are mutter. They're not considered to be hukshal kabel tuma, because you're not really interested in the juices that are dripping out of them. So therefore, it's not machshal kabel tuma. It has to be ki yutan dumya dechiyitain in order to be machshal kabel tuma. It has to be something where you're interested in the moisture that is touching the food. If you have pickled foods that people do not typically put yayin or chometz into, that's going to be mutter. A taras she'en a trufa, a taras fish that's not chopped up very little. Vitzir sheyesh badaga, fish brine that has a fish swimming in it. So you see that the brine has to be from a kosher fish. Va'ala shel chiltus, a leaf of chiltus that's not chopped up. V'zesim gluskaus hamagulgalin, and soft olive cakes. Rabbi Yossi Omer hashluchen asur. Rabbi Yossi says olives that their pits are no longer in them, they've been de-pitted, are asr, because you assume that they became very soft because they were soaked in wine, and that's why they're asr. Grasshoppers, kosher grasshoppers that are being sold in a basket are asr, because you assume that he poured wine on them. Mina heftek mutarin, but if he sells them in a different type of box, then it's mutzer, because we assume that they don't pour wine on it when they sell it in that type of box, because then they would get ruined. V'chein l'truma, and the same is true when it comes to truma. If they sell it in a basket, then it's usher, because you're afraid that it's really truma and he's trying to sell it at as chulin at a higher price. But if it's from a different type of box, a different type that he's selling it, then you could assume that it's mutter. Moving on now to Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Kol atzlam masurin, all tzlamim, all sculpted things, sculptures are aser bahana'a, even if they're not worshiping it. Because some places they worship it once a year, divrei meir, and that's enough to make it aser. That if you have a statue, that's what I was looking for. If you have a statue, that's only going to be aser if it happens to be holding a stick or a bird or a ball, because that's an indicator that it's used for avodah zarah. Shemulam liyolomer kol sheyesh bo kol davar. Any time it has anything in its hand, it's going to be aser, not just a stick, a bird, or a ball. So let's review what we learned today in Mishnah Zayin, Perek Bey's Mishnah Zayin. We said that there are certain things that are even mutar ba'achila from another chavim, including milk that you saw him milk, and honey, and clusters of grapes, even if they're dripping, and if you have certain types of pickled vegetables where it's not normal to put wine or vinegar in it, and other items that are also mutter bahana'a. Then we distinguish between different types of items sold in different types of boxes, that sometimes you have to be choshed that they poured wine in it, other times you don't. And then in Mishnah Aleph we said that any statue is going to be asur according to our mayor because it's worshipped at least once a year, whereas the Chum said no, it's only asur if it's holding certain items in its hand, like a stick or a bird or a ball, and Rav Shmuel thinks if it's holding anything in its hand. So three opinions, either all statues are usher, that's Rav Meir. The Chum are the most limiting, that if they're holding only three very specific items, and then Rav Shmuel Gamliel somewhere in between, that if it's holding anything, it's going to be usher. Okay, B'Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis.